We're going to play the worst now here on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. That's what we're going to do tonight, where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Always fun. Two stand-up comedians in studio tonight from the Cates Ensemble, Soli Santos, Alexandra Sarpalis. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
us. Of course, as part of the Cates Ensemble, which will be at the Laugh Factory this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. They also are part of Cates University, which is where they offer up classes. You can take classes with the Cates at thecates.org. Thanks for being here. Thanks. Good to see you guys again. I was looking. I grabbed a photo today, and the date on it was May 9th, 2016.
That's when
you guys were in
fantastic.
Last.
Weird.
So it's a year ago. How about
wow.
that? All right, so let's play the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Why don't we kick it off the way we always kick it off with Pete Zimmerman. Pete always gets the first worst. What do you got, Pete?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you get these emails from Grubhub, but with no coupon attached. No discount. It's like, hey, it looks like it's raining in Chicago. I'm like, yeah, it is. Let me get my 10% off. And that's just a weather forecast.
It's just a forecast.
Yeah, no discount.
That is
only email me discounts.
Only email discounts. I can one up that. And I think I told you this, Pete. When I went on vacation, I eliminated all of social media off my phone.
Oh.
So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. I decided to go. There's two ways to go. You can go document the heck out of your vacation. Or shut it down. So I shut it down, right? Facebook got really mad and started to email me all the time telling me what I missed. And they started to, like, I got probably 15 to 20 emails from Facebook. I found out later, I didn't want to download the app and do everything again, but I found out later that I can disable them being able to send me emails. But at the time, it was set up. So they'd say, it'd say Soli Santos says, and it would do the first part of your sentence.
Uh-huh.
And then if I click through, it's like, we're not giving you the rest until you log in. Then it would say, you had 150 messages and 1,200 notifications in the last 4 days.
God.
And you're like, what? And it's all fake. It's all bogus.
That's so creepy.
Facebook was like, they cannot accept you leaving
that
platform.
That sounds like a stalker
right.
ex. So needy.
I mean, Facebook is not unlike.
You can never. We can
yeah,
never.
They're like a gym. They're like, when, yeah.
Right. Wow, that's
you probably
true
have
too.
To get a notarized
and
letter.
You
to cancel.
Say that looking at me because you know I'm the personal trainer. Thank you very much. Ha ha ha.
You're just like that's where Facebook stole their
yes,
marketing techniques from you.
It's ingenious.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we start with you, Alexander? What do you got for the worst?
Some good stuff. Let's see here. Well, I commute a lot on the train.
Mm-hmm.
People with backpacks on the L. The worst. I actually made
just anybody with a backpack.
Yep. Uh-huh. Because yeah. they're always hitting me. I made a flow chart of that, actually. Like,
you made a flow chart?
Yeah. It's you start off with, like, are
like
you
a
wearing a backpack? Yes.
She's made a flow
then
chart.
Then it's hitting me. If they answered no, do you have another bag? Yes. Then it's hitting me. If they say no, and they're insisting on that, I go with, are you sure?
Yeah.
And that's usually a no.
Yeah,
and
we're going to have to get a picture of this
yeah.
flow chart and put it on Instagram.
Yes.
I agree with you. And I also would add an addendum to that, that anyone with overstuffed backpacks.
Yes.
Like that you
oh,
have
yeah.
so much stuff in there and you're not a high school kid.
Yeah.
You, that's the
what
worst.
Are you doing? Hey,
what are you doing? Come on. you're just
your
going
volleyball
to
league is very important.
That's
very
right.
important.
312-981-7200. Soli, what do you got for the worst?
Well, the worst is when you go to your parents' house
mm-hmm.
and they feed you a poisonous sandwich, but you don't realize that until 2 hours after the fact when you're
oh,
facing
no.
the throne at your house, wondering what you did wrong to have deserved such type of unloving treatment.
I assume this is a personal story, right?
It's just random. This is just a random thing that
this,
I
right.
thought about. I was like, what could I say on the show tonight about the worst? And hey, what about this situation? When, you know, like you end up finding your body finding ways to expel the said sandwich in horrible, mean.
Wow.
Mean,
and nobody
horrible
else
ways.
Got sick. It was just you.
Nobody else. And then being expected to take your parents to the airport at 4 a.m.
No. No. I'm glad you got it off your chest. Like, I'm glad you've been sitting on that. You're like, I wish I had an outlet and you found it.
They
here
got
the
to
worst.
Go to Mexico and I got to live the weekend like I drank the water.
There it is. Sully Santos, Alexander Sarpalis in studio. They are members of the Kate Ensemble. All right, 312-981-7200. What we'll do, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get your texts. We'll get your calls. And we're playing the worst here on The Download. Stay with us.
What's going down,
y'all? All right, we're playing the worst here on The Download. 312-981-7200 in studio. Two members of the Kate's. Great ensemble of stand-up comedians here in Chicago. Sully Santos, Alexander Sarpalis in studio. The Kate's Thursday night at the Laugh Factory, 8 o'clock. Also teaching classes. You can get them at thekates.org. All right, let's go to some of these callers and texts. Let's start with text 773. The worst is pulling as close as you can in the bank drive-through lane and still having to open your car window, car door, unbuckling your seatbelt, and hanging half your body out of the car to reach the container to put your banking in. And I think that goes for any drive-through situation. This is banking, but I was just lamenting the concept of Walgreens prescriptions. It's the same thing where you just like you find yourself like you didn't get there. You're half hanging out of your car, which for me I didn't put in park, so you've still got the foot on the brake. Like it's a whole bit. It's just like it's a clown. It's a clown show. It really is.
And then they request things like ID. I'm like, really? Do you need that? I mean,
really?
I've gone to all this effort for some allergy medication.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm trying
slide
to scam you.
Over. Yeah.
Right. The minute they ask for an ID, you just rip out of there like, almost. Yeah.
Not going to get my Zyzol.
Not going to get mine.
Which all is right. Now over the counter. So hey, never mind.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie, what's the worst, Stephanie?
I cannot believe you. Uh-oh. A nice night's sleep I thought I was going to have. And all I heard was about the spider crawling. Thank you so very, very much.
I apologize, Stephanie. Thank you.
That's
call.
Okay. Good
it's
night.
All right. It'll be okay. It's okay. You don't listen to everybody. Good night. Yeah, we were talking about spiders, and I had a spider crawl on me in the middle of the night last night. And
that's horrible.
I it really is. It's horrible, but I think it's okay. I think it became worse by the people who text in telling me the difference, you know, worst case WebMD cases that could happen from a spider crawling on you. And I think that's what Stephanie's talking about. All right. 708 says, you know what's the worst? Camping.
Oh, amen. I hate camping.
I'm
hate
not
camping.
A fan either. I'm not.
Staunch anti-camper.
I'm a city girl.
Yeah.
I don't like camping either, but I feel like there's something to it. Right, I feel like it's not the. I feel like it's a nostalgia trip. Maybe I'm
yes.
not sure. Like I don't know if it'd be the worst if it all went well, but I guess that's the
yeah,
problem.
It
is like
does.
It doesn't always go well. It always rains,
and as
it
long does. As there are mosquitoes, it never goes well. I don't care how sunny and beautiful it is outside.
You know who eats mosquitoes? Spiders.
Thanks for sharing.
I just found out. In
brown
the last
recluse
hour.
Spiders, or
no? Let's leave the species out of it. All right. 847 says when it takes an hour to get my freaky fast sandwich delivered and there's no cheese on it, which I paid extra for.
Dang.
I got a good one for you. This happened to me this weekend. We did Domino's Pizza, right? Nice place.
An American classic.
Classic. It got to the place, and there was no sauce on the pizza.
What?
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's exactly
hideous.
How I responded. I was like, what? What is that? How is there no sauce? And so it was downpour raining, and we had done a delivery. And the guy came on a bike, which I was like, oh, come on, man. It's ridiculous you made that choice. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to get in the car, and I'll go back to the Domino's and show them and get new pizza, right? We got in there, and she's like, she goes, well, that's what you ordered.
No.
We ordered it online. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, look. And she showed me the sticker. And the sticker says no sauce. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, did you ask for sauce on the app? I'm like, is that a thing? Doesn't it just come with sauce? Like,
yeah.
I guess there's a category that's like, do you want sauce? And I just skipped it. So, or no. Or something went awry, and she then said, you know, sometimes we have problems with the apps that way. We'll make new ones. And I had to wait there for 15 minutes. But the point being, it was amazing that there's a thing on the app that's like, do you want sauce?
Do you want bread with your pizza?
Right.
Do you want a crust?
Do you want crust? Do you want cheese? I mean, that's probably all of it.
Would
you
like your pizza delivered in a cardboard box?
Yeah. It goes down the line. There's probably 15 categories I skipped, like next, next, next.
And you definitely checked the bike box for the delivery. So that's good. Deliver on a bike.
I know, right? Let's go to Flip. Flip, what's the worst, Flip? Flip, you there?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the worst?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I usually when I moved into my house, mm-hmm. I had a broke down fence, but I had my garage redone and all that disturbing. Either way, I decided to continue. You know, I threw out my garbage, but I was going to go up to the bar, and I walked up to the bar. But either way, I walked through something that felt like a trampoline.
Yeah.
And it was not. It was a spider web. But I kind of backed out of it and got myself out. And I looked at the exit, you know, my gate where it used to be. Well, either way, I walked about a block and a half. And I walked into the bar. And I had to, you know, kind of relieve myself, you know, before I went into the bar.
As one does, sure.
Yeah. Either way, I went into the bathroom, and either way, did what I had to do. I was looking up, staring up, as we usually do, and I seen something down, fall down. And I'm like, into the urinal. And I look down, and I'm like, ooh, my God. The back end, the ass end of the, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The back end of the spider
mm-hmm.
was at least 2.5-3 inches.
Was it on your head? Is that what happened? Or was
no,
like...
It rested on my stomach. Apparently,
It was in October. Oh, thanks. Oh man, I am glad that we've inspired.
So the thing was just chilling on my stomach, underneath my coat because I don't zip my coat up. Oh,
yeah, yeah, Flip. Thank you.
And the bartender's like, what's going on? Why are you? I'm like, go in there, check it out. And she went in there, and she came out screaming. But either way, for all you spider-foe people, ortho, home.
It ends in an ad for an ortho. I appreciate it. Thanks, Flip. Thanks for calling in. I know. It's my bad. I started the worst with a 15-minute segment about spiders.
That'll do it.
I'm the worst. All right. The worst, 847 says, the worst is when your full-size sedan is in the shop and the loaner is a subcompact. I'm not a small guy, but the thing is like an overpowered go-kart. It's like real-life Mario Kart. You throw little turtle shells
out. Banana peels.
Yeah, banana peels, things like that. 724 says the worst is going through the drive through and no money comes out of the ATM. Had to wait 3 weeks for the bank to refund my money. And they never even said sorry.
They won't. Those bastards.
SOBs.
Yeah.
All right, so 312-981-7200. We got much more to go here on The Worst. Soli Santos, Alexander Sarpalis in studio. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we will continue with the second half of The Worst here on The Download. Stay with us. All right, we're playing The Worst here on The Download. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of texts and people on the line waiting. Alexander Sarpalis and Soli Santos in studio, two members of the Cates, great stand-up comedian ensemble in Chicago. They are going to be on stage at the Laugh Factory on Thursday at 8 o'clock. They also teach classes, thecates.org, for more information. All right, so let's go back to you guys before we go to the text. We're still looking for winners. We got prizes to give away. I've got tickets to Mary Poppins.
Oh.
I've got complimentary registration for two riders to the MV Bike the Drive.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It costs money to Bike the Drive.
I didn't realize that.
And, of course, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Heck yes.
That's pizza with sauce.
Rick just came in, of course, one of our pals here, and he said, you know what's the worst? A Chicago radio host who admits he eats Domino's, and he has the app.
Oh, you know what? I almost said something, too. I did. I was
on,
like, well,
snobs.
I mean,
it James
was
Beard
Domino's.
What do you expect? I don't know. It's a neighborhood joint, right?
Yeah. That's what I recommend.
This is
to
what,
all my friends
this is
in
what
town.
Life is like when you have a 9-year-old. Because a 9-year-old eats cheese pizza. And so then you're like, yeah, you know what? There's all sorts of different kinds, but the Domino's kind of works in the way that you're like, all right, we'll get a cheese pizza.
It's its own special
blame
thing.
Blame it on your kid.
Always.
Blame it on your kid.
All right, let's go back to you guys. Alexander, what do you got for the worst?
Okay, so I really am frustrated with the pronunciation of words changing suddenly.
Oh,
yeah.
Ensemble.
Appalachian changed to Appalachian recently.
So interesting. We had a whole segment, great segment with the chef from Big Jones in Andersonville.
Oh, great place.
And they
place.
Were doing Appalachian food.
What the what? And why
didn't
anyone
tell
hard
time.
Me?
I had a hard time. I was like, Appalachian. But what I did was I listened. He was on WGN TV and I watched a thing. And there was another interview and they kept saying Appalachian.
What is that? And then plantain has switched to plantain. And I will not change.
I wouldn't change. Mm-mm. That's not even
putting
proper.
My foot down.
They're
never,
making the I
never.
Silent?
Yeah, I don't know. Plantain.
Plantain.
What?
Plantain.
No. Right?
You sure it's just not like one of your Grabowski neighbors is like, I just had one of those plantains.
No, originally I did think that and I was like, oh, it's a plantain. And then it was many other people. I'm like,
it's me.
I'm the Rube.
I'm the Grabowski.
Yeah. Darn it.
All right, Soli, what do you got for the worst?
Well, it's not as it's not as fancy as Alex's.
A super highbrow over here. Yeah.
But the worst is when you leave your house thinking you're having a really good hair day, and then you get into regular proper lighting and realize you look like you just woke up.
Do you leave the house? Are you a woman who will spend a lot of time on her hair? Or are you like, it looks good, I'm gone?
No. Because I don't have that kind of time. And even when I do spend that kind of time, it looks like I didn't spend that kind of time.
Right, right.
So then it just ends up in a ponytail.
You should just spend the money and do what I see where the blow dry, where you go to the blow dry bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are not as good as they say they are.
I can do that myself, mm-hmm. But we backtrack to the lack of time.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I appreciate it.
I'm giving
this
you
is,
options.
The advice is coming from a man who is bald.
Let me mansplain. Let me bald-splain.
Let's explain this.
Let me bald-splain what you should do with your hair, Soli.
All right. Glad you understand with that long, luscious mane you have going there.
I just pay attention. I pay attention to trends, Soli. All right, 312-981-7200. 214 says, you know what's the worst? When you stick fat bread in the toaster and it gets stuck and it breaks and burns.
Oh, that is the worst.
That's
you
a
know
very
what?
Good description
that
of it.
That is a very good description of it. Oh, yeah. I just got flashbacks.
All right, so here's one. I had this happen. Okay, this is a long one. Hold on. The worst is, okay, so there's a lot going on here. 708 says, the worst is the middle of winter when it's below zero and you're at an event at a banquet hall and you're walking through the parking lot and in heels and it's black ice and you slip and fall and you smack your head and you have to go in and pretend like nothing ever happened.
What?
In the meantime, you got a knot on your head and it's throbbing and you're not sure if you have a concussion or not. I had this happen to me 2 winters ago, and I own my own company. I had to go in and put a smile on my face and act like nothing happened and be the boss.
Oh.
I still have the scar tissue. It was so bad that I actually went to the ER the next day and had a CAT scan done. But like I said, I had to go in and act like everything was fine.
Oh.
That's like right out of a movie. I'm okay. We're going to make this happen. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
That might be a winner. That's a good. That's a.
That is very descriptive. And if I had a job that required me to wear heels, that would probably happen.
That
to
would
me.
Be the.
Yeah.
That would
oh,
be.
Oh yeah.
It. All right. Let's go into. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what's the worst, Dave?
Hey, when your drawstring in your sweatpants gets stuck inside the pants,
that's a winner.
And you try to fish the end out, or you try to fit it through.
Yep.
Or you try like a paper clip, bend it backwards, but that gets stuck in between.
And you never want to give up on it. You don't want to, because you could easily just be impulsive and be like, I'm pulling the whole thing out.
Well, you know, there's like these mysterious layers of elastic, and you don't know which side they're on. And sometimes the paper clip, the sharp end pokes through it and brings it through that layer. And by the time you're done, the whole thing is torn to shreds.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. I like that one, Dave.
That one
thank
is
you
a
for
good
that.
One.
Thank
they
you.
Have, yeah, okay. Take care.
Sorry to be the Bonnie, what's the worst, Bonnie?
Okay. You guys are so funny tonight. I just got to tell you, you made my day. And I have to tell you, I kind of consider myself a nature freak. I'm walking my dog today with a friend, with her dog. I come across, you know, these beautiful little robin blue eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently fell out of a nest. So what am I going to do with the egg? Okay, I'm going to take it home and see if it'll hatch, okay? So I put it in my pocket. I get upstairs. I put it in warm water, gently wash it off, put it in a little nest that I had in my creative craft box that I had with some Spanish moss and making it all comfortable.
So you made a whole nest?
Well, I didn't make the nest. No, it was already made. Oh, okay. I had a box with crafts in it, so it's already made. But I'm making it as comfortable as possible. I turned on the heating pad and turned it up all the way, and I thought, okay, here, we're going to warm it up. I'm keeping an eye, close eye on it, and about an hour later on, I go to sit down on the couch, and my hand went in on top of the egg and smashed it.
Oh, no!
Wait, it was the tiniest egg. There wasn't a little bird inside. It was just an egg yolk. And I was just sitting here while I'm waiting, thinking, it could have been a little scrambled eggs for your little tiny spider.
nice callback, yeah. That is good. Yeah,
but anyway, but so much for Mother Nature. Holy cow, man. I just guess I'm not the sort. But
well, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
You might get a chuckle out of it.
That's a good one, Bonnie. I appreciate that. That's a strong one because that's a... That's good. That's strong. That's all the intention.
She crafted an incubator. It's amazing.
She crafted an incubator.
And then she murdered it. Murdered it.
815 says, falling down the stairs, sleepwalking, ending up having to get staples in your head.
Oh,
yikes. Nice. Jeez. Mm. 312, the worst is when you get all busy with a girl and you stroke her hair and then her ponytail comes off. Come on.
That's so alarming.
I hate
when that happens with the guys I'm dating. That's what I hate. It's worse.
Oh, it's spooky.
224 says the worst is when you go into work and they tell you only have 2 weeks left and then your job is done.
Yeah.
The 224 says the worst is when people are so scared of snakes, and a great little picture here of her son holding a snake. And she said those people would probably say the worst is people like me trying to show pictures of snakes.
Okay. Yeah.
Go. 815, using a kid's slide to climb a tree, falling down and smacking your face, then having your bottom teeth go through your face.
Now, no!
Now you're at the OR getting stitches.
No.
Wow. What the?
It sounded like a promising America's Funniest Home
right.
Video.
Once done while parents are paying for the bill, you play with a string on your face and pull the stitches right out. Have to do it all over again. I'm getting a ton of injury.
Yeah, that's gross.
Tonight. You know, see how this happens? Like a trend. You talk spiders, it's all about insects, and then you start talking about injuries, and it's just off to the races.
You're resonating with people. You're reaching out, connecting.
I think they're going.
That's why this show is a success.
I think they're going. Oh, I once bumped my head. That is the worst. The worst is, this is 773, the worst is being on a date with a boring person who has nothing to say but be boring. It's like being in the room with a dead fly.
I've dated a lot of dead flies. Not as bad as...
Not as bad as you think, right?
You think, yeah.
All right. 224, the worst is losing 7 games in a row in solitaire on my phone. Come on!
What?
That is... It's kind of the point of that game is to win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
7, that's a lot.
Yeah. 518, and then we'll take a break here. The worst is when you go in to kiss your aunt on the cheek, but she suddenly moves the wrong way and you hit her lips.
Ugh. I think that's with any relative.
That's anybody.
That's an old, creepy old man. Anybody, yes.
312-981-7200. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the worst, and we'll give away the prizes. You still got time to get in. 312-981-7200. Stay with us. Soli Santos, Alexander Sarpalis in studio tonight. They are members of the Cates, the comedy stand-up comedy ensemble We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. You can see the case this Thursday night at the Laugh Factory over there on Belmont and Broadway. It'll be at 8 o'clock, and they also do classes, and you can find out all the other information at thecates.org. All right, let's continue here as we get ready to wrap up. We've got three that we like, but you know what? It could be stolen right at the end. It's kind of like Family Feud where you're like, you can steal it.
And they did.
And they did. Sometimes they do. I watch a lot of Family Feud.
Me too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it's starting, the way that the Game Show Network does Family Feud, they just run them back to back to back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't produce it that way. Meaning when Steve Harvey and the Family Feud do it, they have the family right there again. So you could tell like 10 minutes later, they just started another episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're wearing the same clothes or the family's the same. And you're like, yeah, that works if you can spread them out. But when they're right next to each other, boom to boom, you're like, all right. You know what? I'm seeing too much of how the Family Feud operates. I don't like this. The worst is going camping for your 1 week vacation only to be eaten alive by mosquitoes. Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. The worst, landlord comes in to fit the light. Okay. Wow. Listen to this. Oh God, this is terrible. 773. The landlord comes in to fix the light fixture. Rather than get a ladder, he steps on the top of the closed toilet seat.
Oh no.
Then on top of the sink rips out from the wall.
No.
And he catches his fall and breaks the cover of the toilet tank.
Perfect.
Now he's got to fix all of that too. Yeah,
I know. That'd be the worst. 312. The worst is when you go in for a popsicle on a hot day and all they have is grape.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
773. You know, it's the worst, glitter on kids' art projects. Absolutely.
It's forever.
312. The worst are those tiny, titty, itty, bitty, teeny, weeny, tiny Coke cans. Two man gulps, and that's it. The worst. There it is. What else do we have? And then we have a bunch of people coming in here. Let's go to, is it Jose? Jose, what's the worst, Jose?
Hey, thank you. My worst was a few years ago, I'm driving behind a semi-trailer, and something shot out from its back wheel, and it looked like a boulder, so I just kind of closed my eyes and prayed for the best. It turned out that it ran over a pigeon, and the pigeon landed on my windshield with a thud with the wings spread out like the American Eagle.
Oh, no.
And I did the worst thing you could possibly do. I turned my wipers on.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that.
And it's just doing this little dance back and forth, and I'm mesmerized by it. I almost rear-ended the truck that stopped in front of me. So I pulled over and jumped around looking for a branch I could break off, and I had to suffer the indignity of people laughing at me as I'm trying to pick this thing off my windshield.
That's great. That's awesome.
That is great. Oh, and I would have been one of those people laughing.
Jose, that's a great one. Thanks sure.
I would have laughed too.
That was great. That was great. All right. That's a strong one, right?
Yeah. That is a strong one.
815 says the worst is going to a job interview and realizing your shoes don't match.
Oh, nice. It's beautiful.
773 says a porta potty with no toilet paper.
How about any bathroom with no public restroom?
I hate to say it because I feel like, you know, I get a little cynical sometimes. And I'm like, that shows up. No toilet paper shows up on every the worst.
Really?
Every Tuesday night, somebody, and it's not the same one. It's just people going, the worst, prepared. No toilet paper. I'm like, that's universal.
Yeah.
We understand that. Like, at a certain point, that's not the worst anymore.
Just bring
we
some
all know.
Tissues with you.
Yeah, right.
And be prepared.
There's different levels of being graphic.
Are you saying that like that goes in the category of the obvious worst? Like,
yeah.
No oxygen. That's the worst.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Suffocating.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
The worst.
I hate when that happens.
You don't win a free pizza gift certificate for suffocating.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
That's, yeah, right.
Probably wouldn't need one at that point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of pizza you like.
You'd be unconscious. I don't know.
Probably without sauce.
Or dead.
Could be. All right. Here we go. We got the top three. We, of course, got the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Number two is going to get you a pair of tickets to the Tony Award-winning musical Disney's Mary Poppins, now playing through May 28th at the Mercury Theater, Chicago. Bring the whole family, spend a jolly holiday with Mary Poppins and an irresistible cast of characters. Tickets at mercurytheaterchicago.com or call 773-325-1700. First place is going to get you complimentary registration for two riders at MB Bike to Drive on Sunday, May 28th. Kick off the summer and enjoy almost 5 hours of car-free riding on Lakeshore Drive. Proceeds benefit the nonprofit Active Transportation Alliance. Register at mbbiketodrive.org. All right, let's get to it then. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna make a decision. I'm going to say Jose's pigeon story is going to come in at number three. So Jose, you're going to get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. So congratulations on that. Second place tonight is going to go to Bonnie. Bonnie with her egg story of where she...
animal murders is the theme for the winners tonight. Animal murders.
I don't think that's murder. I think it's
accidental. It's accidental.
And you know, it wasn't a fully fledged...
It was a tiny scrambled egg is what it was.
Barely. But anyway, the idea that she found a robin's egg, she took it, brought it in the house, put it in a makeshift nest.
She loved it.
Heated
too much.
It up.
Yes.
I want to make it clear, like they incubated it. And then when she sat down on the couch to look, her arm swung over and she crushed it. That's like right out of a sitcom. That's a good little bit. So Bonnie, you're going to get the tickets to Mary Poppins. So that's coming up. So let's go to our number one tonight. The winner tonight, it's a simple problem. We all have it. And I think that Dave illustrated his point and talked about the problems that go along with the drawstring string coming out of the sweatpants. Dave is the winner tonight. He's going to get the tickets for two riders. Dave, you know what? Hopefully this makes up for the torment that is the drawstring.
What exactly is the prize? Do I ride in this race?
If you want to, you can get complimentary registration, so you get to go Bike to Drive without having to pay for it.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it that day.
Well, all right, we can talk to Pete about this.
Okay.
You can figure that out. We can maybe get you a pizza instead. But
well, that would be good. That,
all right,
that Lou Malnati's would be perfect.
Great. I love it. I love the bartering for the prizes on air. But Dave, congratulations, and I hope you do get the drawstring out of the sweatpants, because that's something that
well,
we've
I'm
all
just
experienced.
Walking around with them with one hand on them, holding them up.
You know? There you go. All right, thanks, Dave. Dave wins whatever he wants. I mean, at this point,
the worst is when the first prize winner doesn't want the prize.
Barters, more importantly. What else is there?
Well, I'll go for that pizza. That pizza sounds delicious. Yeah. The other one sounds like a lot of work.
It's not the treasure chest in the front of the fourth grade class. What else you got? Was there erasers in there? Can I get a...
There was a lollipop I had my eye on.
Sugar-free candy? Alexandra Sarpalis, Soli Santos, members of the Cates, thank you guys for coming in, being a part, and let's do this again, hopefully not 1 year in its space, right?
Yeah.
But thanks, and have a great show on Thursday, guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.